Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Every Thursday afternoon, the Home Squad are here to help you, well, advise you on any sort of interior architectural work you're planning to do in your home, maybe to save you from some DIY disasters. Our Home Squad in studio today, Jenny Sheehan, who's a former winner of Home of the Year. You'll know Jenny from social media, from Instagram at Workers Cottage, and Roisin Lafferty, who is the founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty Design. Good afternoon to you both.
Hello.
We are talking today about home offices. So if our listeners are building one, perhaps they're planning on buying some sort of a home office, whatever your questions, send those in on WhatsApp 087 1400 106. Myself and Jenny were both at the unveiling of your home office yesterday evening, Roisin, but it's sort of a home office at an entirely different level.
Yes, we launched Roisin Lafferty Gallery yesterday, and thank you so much for coming. It has been a dream project for a very long time, and it was really wonderful to have so many visitors.
I don't think anybody, Jenny's going to have an office like that.
I dreamed about it last night. I'm not even joking. Like, it
was interior porn.
Every inch. I think people thought I was rude because I was kind of gone mute for a while. Like, kind of, I was so wowed by every single centimeter, every little corner, every surface. Everything had just been so carefully thought through and
meticulously made by all of the very talented people who believe in my crazy and my vision. So yes.
Well, great to see it all coming together, and it did. It looked absolutely fantastic. For people that are thinking of installing, buying, building a home office themselves, where do you start, Jenny?
I think you really have to think about lighting, and it's one of the most last considered things about your home office.
I have to say, that's not what I thought you
lighting.
Were going to say.
I know, and nobody does. I think it's like the last thing you think about, unless maybe you've got, you know, you're really into it and you have a room that you're transforming into an office. But it's very, very important to your health, your well-being, your eyes, your posture, everything. So crack the lighting.
I'd agree with that, actually, but also chairs, the furniture as well. For me, I don't like to be in an obvious kind of office feel. I don't really like that. I work a lot. I'm a bit of a workaholic. I like the space to be really warm and inviting. So how do you want to feel in that space? It doesn't have to be what you typically consider an office. It doesn't have to have fluorescent lighting, as long as you've good, say, task lighting on the desk. The main thing is you want even lighting for when you're focusing, especially on a screen, so your eyes don't start to get tired. Also, an ergonomic chair, really, really important. Doesn't need to be really ugly, can also be very beautiful, but that the posture, because you can get repetitive strain injuries quite easily.
Very easily.
As somebody with back issues consistently, furniture is a major consideration.
Mm-hmm.
So, lighting and furniture, that's what we're telling our listeners you need to consider. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Now, this listener is wondering, I only have the space at the top of my stairs to fit in a desk. It does fit. I can fit a desk, but it seems, you know, it just seems very sad. Somebody sat there. Any ideas on how to make it feel a little bit better and more homely?
I've got a really small cottage that I actually live in, so my office is very different, but I have a home office at the top of the stairs. The main thing for me there is, I think getting it built in is best, so it doesn't seem clunky and it doesn't seem like a piece of furniture just kind of stuffed in at the top. So if you get it made, it can float, it will take up less space, and at least then it almost looks like a console.
Yeah.
You know, if you can tuck, say if it's a laptop or something, if you can tuck things away, have the cables hidden. If you even just do a fake panel at the back so the cables are hidden, so it looks neat, and you could have a secret drawer or something. Then at least it's not kind of so dominant in the space.
Any recommendations on places where to look for stuff, to start looking for stuff like that, or is it custom made?
Local joiners for that kind of thing, especially when it's really tight spaces. Like, I'm all for, you know, IKEA do great desks, all of that. But I think for those kind of tighter areas, getting a custom made by a local joiner is great.
Yeah, because I know what that listener is talking about, Jenny. You know, the sort of the lonesome desk just
floating,
sitting randomly at the top
messy.
Of the stairs.
Yeah, I think what you can, joiners are number one if you can go that route. You're totally right. That's definitely, you know, the best look and the best way to get what you want. I did that for my desk. I have and also tiny cottage and a tiny home office that I work from a lot. And I also wanted, I played the piano Not well, but I also wanted somewhere to have that. So my desk, the lid lifts up and the piano is underneath.
Amazing.
And if you can get something custom like that, that will house what you actually work with and what's on your desk, that's great. You can also get really lovely wall mounted. They look like a cabinet when they're closed, and then the doors open and they reveal, you know, you can pull out a desk on the inside. You can even have little kind of narrow shelving in the doors of the cabinet. Mm-hmm. And if you're somebody who's messy, or if maybe the space that you have doesn't allow for a full-time desk of the size that you need, you know, banging your knees when you're walking around it or something like that, then having a look at one of those cabinets that closes over and hides away the mess, I think can always be a good one.
I'm living in a shared house. We all work from home at times. I have the smallest room. I can't fit a desk in. I have a desk in the main room, but as a shared space, I feel bad for taking up the room. Any ideas on how to blend in more so I don't feel so bad?
Hard. Yeah, it's just a terrible situation. And honestly, maybe even something like a WeWork space or something can be good then. But you can get even a room divider can really help with those situations. And you'd be surprised at how effective you can muffle sound if you're worried, you know, maybe don't do it in the evenings when your housemates are watching television or something like that. But you'd be surprised at how little space you need and how much you can create a small little cubby with just a room divider.
We design a lot of co-working spaces, and they're now designed a lot more like homes and hotels, and even hotel lobbies and stuff are a lot more flexible. Like, I think it's about, you know, if you've got a laptop, you don't have lots of extra keypads and extra screens, if possible. Like, it is a lot more flexible to move around.
Yeah.
You know, like in terms of how people work since COVID, I think it's a lot more flexible. Like your kitchen table, all of those spaces can work. It's really about trying to constrain the mess filtering out.
Well, just on that, I need several screens for my job. I've loads of extra bits that comes with it. It takes too long to put them all away each time. So any ideas on screens or something like that that I could perhaps use to cover them?
I think you want to make it as not corporate as possible, especially if it's in a home environment. So think of it more like, think of it as potentially have like a curtain, have it softer, have it tactile. Don't just go with standard office furniture. Like, you don't have to have typical office furniture for it to function very well. At least then, you know, you could have a decorative screen so it feels nice. So when you're not looking at your office and you have tucked that behind, the rest of the room still feels like a lovely room. You don't want to be reminded of your work when you're trying to unwind. Yeah. It's really important.
Speaking of furniture, listeners asking, where can I get a nice chair that isn't hideous? Any recommendations?
They're few and far between, but if you're, I really think this is something that's worth investing in, because it's like a bed. Like, you're sitting in it God knows how many hours a day for some of us, and you're doing that 5 days a week, and you really, you know, you want to make sure that you are you're well supported. I think Herman Miller is the go-to for beautiful office chairs. They are really comfortable and they're good for you, but they're an investment, but I think it's worth it.
They are an investment. I love vintage pieces as well. So, like, there's a lot of different, like, there's eBay, there's First Dibs, but Vinteriors is a really good one online.
Vinteriors.
Acquired. Like, there's a lot of places if you want something, again, that looks like part of your house, but is still a well-designed office chair, but it's more in keeping.
Now, I'm thinking of building something in my back garden as an office. We have the space and the budget. So what should I prioritise?
Storage. Design it in. So if you're getting, say, a Shomra or equivalent like that, you don't want to be looking in. You know, these spaces can be lovely and you've got the garden surrounding you, ideally lots of glass. Make sure that cables and things are all factored into the design. Make sure you've got ample storage. If you have a big ugly printer, make sure you've got deep enough storage for it to live within, with sockets within it. Think about all those practical things, because you could have this lovely space and then suddenly it starts to, you know, everyone needs the cables.
The thing I think about is heat. I mean, how are you going to have the houses? How warm is this place going to be?
Yeah, now, a lot of times these garden rooms, they're really well built and they don't need massive amounts of heating. Your bill doesn't have to be huge. So you can put in something like an electric radiator here, you know, or one of those oil timed radiators, plug in ones, and you'll heat it pretty sufficiently. But just make sure as well that it doesn't get too hot in summer, because they really run the risk, if you've lots of lovely glazing and you're in the garden, of it being absolutely boiling as well. So maybe it might be worth thinking about, is it, you know, can you put in some type of combined fan or eco cooler, or one of those, what are they called? The transfer coolers that work on water. Condenser coolers.
Yeah.
They can be great too. And then the positioning of what you're putting in. So I think you plan out your day and how you're working, just as Roisin said. Like, do you need a big deep desk? Do you need lots of storage? What are you putting where? Where are you sitting most of the time? What do you need to access most of the time? And that will define where you put your desk, what size your desk is, what orientation needs to go. And then maybe think about the actual size and shape of the room that you're putting into the back garden.
And what do you want to be looking at?
What do you want to be looking at? Yeah. Is it into your kitchen or is it out at your tulips?
Exactly. Yeah, well, just on that, this listener says my office is absolutely freezing. I ended up on Saturday. My nose was running because of it. It's a rented house. So there's only so much I can do. Any ideas to make it less miserable?
Any soft furnishings will help with that. So plug any gaps that you have. Like, go around literally the windows, go around the doors. Think if you can put in, you know, the sticky rubber sealant strips that you can buy. They just come in rolls. They're about €2. So anything you can do, draft excluder across the bottom of the door. You can buy film that you put on windows. You apply it with just heat, you know, a hairdryer, even a heat gun. And it's really effective actually at almost turning a single glazing window into a double glazing window. Rugs will really help. Curtains will really help.
Absolutely. But also, like, it doesn't need to be, okay, this is where I do work, so therefore everything is just horrible and awful. Bring in a nice piece of art that you look at, a large print, have curtains on the window, soften it, warm it, because psychologically that also helps. Plus the obvious, like, heating.
You can buy their infrared panel heaters, and they're very effective and they're very low cost to run, and you can just plug them in because they're electric. But you can actually get art on them as well. So you could print like a really nice photo or something you want.
Funny you say that. What do you think we should have in the background of our house? I'm always on Teams calls. I can't decide what looks best. Is it the bookshelf? And if so, do I need to be quite particular about the books, or should I go for nice framed posters?
I think art is nicer. Yeah. The bookcase needs to look really nice. A lot of the time it doesn't, and then you don't want anything controversial on the shelves. No. I think just a really nice piece of art or a print, something that always looks good, no matter if it's messy.
We've a box room that is perfect for a home office. There's plenty of space, a big window. I don't want to give the whole space over to it, though. Any tips on how I can make the best of the rest of that space?
So we did a homework room in a house recently, and it was for two of the kids in the house. So we, along the whole wall of the window, we did a floating desk, so two of them could sit there comfortably, plenty of inbuilt storage, but that also had a Murphy bed completely hidden. So it's a tiny room that's a doubled up as a guest room,
and that's something that
works great.
And when you say floating desk
again, it's the built-in thing, so it makes it, especially if you want to maximize use it. So floating desk, there was brackets hidden on the wall, and then the desk floats all the way along. There's built-in drawers. It means there's no legs, so straight away, if it's a small room, it doesn't feel cluttered.
Yeah.
So if you're getting maximum functionality.
And just finally for both of you, recommendations for good places to look to buy for those kind of soft furnishings for offices, like sort of nice, quirky work related things.
I'm a Roisin in this one. I actually wouldn't go to an office supply store for that. I would keep looking at the interior shops that you love and secondhand vintage and acquire.ie, all those types of places, and try not to make it too officey. It doesn't need to be
office-y. Corporate, right?
No, it all blends. Our life is not one and the other. It all interlinks. Make it a nicer space.
Tell us about it. Jenny Sheehan, who of course you can find more of from the Workers College at social media. Roisin Lafferty from Roisin Lafferty Design. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on
Thank
the Home
you.
Squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.